Hello there and good morning. I'm Matt Hermes. Here's a look at your morning news, sports, and weather for Tuesday, May 20th. Another labor dispute is looming between Canada Post and unionized mail workers, which could bring a halt to your postal service this week. The Canadian Union of Postal Workers has given strike notice. Their 55,000 members are set to walk off the job Friday. It would be the second work stoppage for Canada Post workers in 6 months. The notice comes after the union says the Crown Corporation planned to change working conditions and suspend employee benefits. Last week, a report by an Industrial Inquiry Commission called Canada Post effectively insolvent and recommended phasing out door-to-door mail delivery. A tragic story out of Southampton. Saugeen Shores police say they're investigating after a fatal collision involving two dirt bikes. Emergency services responded to the incident on a private property in Southampton around 10:30 last Friday evening. Police say a 22-year-old Saugeen Shores man was pronounced dead at the scene, and a 23-year-old man was taken to a trauma center in critical condition. A healthcare advocacy group in Grey Bruce brought its concerns with rural healthcare in front of the provincial government. Grey Bruce Health Coalition Chair Brenda Scott was among those who joined the Ontario Health Coalition at Queen's Park last week to speak during question period about hospitals in Chesley and in Durham. Both have seen their service levels slashed in recent years due to a nursing staff shortage South Bruce Grey Health Centre is dealing with.
They didn't get a lot of straight answers from the Minister of Health. You know, they kind of got the talking points and the usual comment, but they were able to bring attention to some issues.
Owen Sound's Parks Department wants feedback on plans to replace playgrounds at Comerette and Owen Heights Parks. An online survey is being conducted, and two open houses will be held this week, one today at Owen Heights from 4 to 6:30, and another at Comerette Thursday afternoon. Prime Minister Mark Carney took part in trade talks with U.S. President J.D. Vance over the weekend. Carney and Vance also discussed efforts to secure the Canada-U.S. border and crack down on fentanyl. The pair were in Rome for the inaugural mass of Pope Leo XIV. And Statistics Canada is set to release inflation data for April today. Economists are forecasting the consumer price index cooled to under 2% last month. All right, it's time now for your morning business report. Stocks headed for a slightly lower open this morning. Futures off in pre-market trading. After another day of gains for major U.S. indexes yesterday, the Dow was up 137 points to 42,792. The S&P 500 and NASDAQ advanced slightly as well. TSX was closed in recognition of the Victoria Day holiday. It resumes trading today. Bitcoin trading flat this morning at just over 105,000 U.S. The price of oil is off a half percentage point to 62.40 per barrel, while gold's trading slightly higher, 3,240 an ounce, and the Canadian dollar's at 71.68 cents U.S. That's a look at the news. Now on to sports.
Good morning, I'm RJ Broadhead with the Morning Sports brought to you by RE/MAX. It's down to the final four in the NHL playoffs. 8 wins to get here, 8 more to win the Cup, so just halfway to the prize. Florida eliminated the Maple Leafs with a 6-1 win in Game 7 Sunday night. Leafs have lost 7 straight Game 7s. The Panthers had one day off and are right back at it tonight in Carolina for Game 1 of the Eastern Conference Final. The Hurricanes have won 5 straight at home. It's the second postseason meeting between these two. The Panthers swept in 2023, but all were one-goal games. The lone Canadian team remaining is again the Edmonton Oilers. They visit Dallas tomorrow to begin the Western Conference Final. At the Worlds, Canada lost for the first time, falling to Finland in a shootout. Canada plays undefeated Sweden this afternoon and will advance to the quarters on Thursday. The Detroit Tigers won 2 of 3 in Toronto over the weekend. Detroit lost to St. Louis yesterday. The Jays were off. They host the Padres tonight. Now here's your local sports.
Thanks, RJ. The Owen Sound Junior B North Stars dropped a pair of games over the long weekend. Their next one's up Thursday in Cambridge. You can always find more sports on the RE/MAX Grey Bruce Realty sports page at bayshorebroadcasting.ca. RE/MAX agents have the experience to get the job done in today's market. Your weather is coming up next. Sunshine today with a high of 14, then increasing cloudiness tonight and a low of 7. Tomorrow, cloudy with a chance of some showers in the afternoon, a high of 14, periods of rain and 10 on Thursday.